and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. At an early age, this Californian surfer had a passion for traveling the world. Darren Cote took on the adventurous challenge of a fashion model and spent his 20s living in Paris, Milan, Munich, Tokyo, New York, and Miami. Amid all the crazy ups and downs of living the dream one day, looking for a job the next, he became very aware of his need for God. He says, "I saw all that the world had to offer, and it was empty." Through a difficult season in his life, which he will speak about today, he made a commitment to Christ. And that's why we're here today, the Good Life Radio Show, and we are here, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friend, we want you to know how much Jesus loves you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what challenge you're facing, that Jesus loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who called Darren Cote is calling you today. My friend, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? And if you're walking with the Lord, we believe this will be a moment of great encouragement to you. After pastoring for 15 years, Darren continues his passion for biblical teaching and serving the under-resourced global church as the president of Gospel Light Worldwide. He and his wife, Christine, lead a Christian humanitarian nonprofit organization also that cares for orphans amid the AIDS pandemic in Africa. It's AfricanOrphanOutreach.org. He's earned degrees in theology and business and has a passion to break down the glossy religious pretenses that too often turn people off to coming to church. Darren, welcome to our show.
It's good to be here, Danny. Thank you.
I mentioned a little bit there about you being a Californian, but tell us more specifically, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Orange County in Southern California and loved sports. I got into surfing and it became just a big part of my life and strapped on the football helmet and was very active as a kid in sunny Southern California.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, besides, you know, watching in different sports leaders, I was grateful for my parents. I mean, I saw a work ethic in my father and my mom too, but something about my dad, you know, he would be considered probably like many dads, a workaholic in many ways, but I saw the good in that. My mom was amazing. I mean, she had obviously this huge caring heart, but able to manage two sons, my brother and I, and all our great passion to beat on each other and outdo each other and compete constantly every day. But she also showed a love for God. They're both were farmers from North Dakota, so they had just a tough upbringing, but they brought it forth wonderfully and teaching us how to work hard, and then how God is mixed in all that. So I appreciated them greatly.
Well, you mentioned your father and mother and their influence on you. You talked about some of the spiritual influences that they've had on you, but now, how did you become a Christian?
Well, that was a unique, a little bit complicated. I mean, I grew up and I was in a private school. I was in a Lutheran school, so I was educated relatively well in the things of God. I was the acolyte, so I walked up, lit the candles, and hung out, you know, with the leaders of the church. But I really didn't have it didn't connect with my heart. You know, I knew the religious thing really well, and I'm grateful for the Christian education. But it wasn't until I was in my 20s. By this time, I've already gotten into the fashion industry as a model, as you said in your prelude there, that I was kind of hungry for the adventure, and so I met a friend, and that friend introduced me to an agent, a modeling agent, and I mean, literally within 3 months, I was gone in off to Europe, not even really sure what I was doing, but all I knew is I was going to be able to see Europe, and so I was involved with a couple different agencies, but and did really well. For whatever reason, I was able to get the right campaigns and contracts, and build up my portfolio, and then I went off to New York to try to cash in. You know, that's where the money was supposedly made. When I got to New York, I found out really quick that I was over my head. I wasn't the tall, dark, and handsome enough, or the sophisticated enough. I was downright too young, actually, for the market that was going on. And I fell on my face, quite humbled. And in that humbling time, I called out for help from my mom, and which was a big deal for me, being very independent, working since I was very young. And so she said she would send me some money, but she also said, "Darren, know where your help comes from." Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I knew she was talking about God, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, Mom, sure, well, you know, whatever, you know." So I hung up, and I knew I better follow through with something about that. And so I went digging for my Bible. Unfortunately for me, my Bible, although I traveled with it, it was like a good luck charm maybe or something. To me, it was more like a guilt suppressant. I would read it just enough to feel good, like God must like me now. And then I would go back and stack up the sins again and read some more and suppress it. So, you know, that again, I was missing a relationship with God. And so fortunately, at that time, I actually grabbed on when I was digging in a dark closet in my dark bag looking for this Bible that I supposedly was going to feel better, I guess. I grabbed onto a different book by Charles Stanley, a Bible teacher from the East Coast. And it was called Handle with Prayer. And at that time, the title itself just spoke to me. But after reading the first chapter, the author knew that, hey, if you're going to read about prayer, you might want to get to know who the person you're talking to, meaning God. And so he walked through the sinner's prayer and kind of the elements of the gospel. And to be honest, I don't remember really getting that when I was young. Mm-hmm. Now, it might have been me, it might have been other things, but when that gospel was explained to me, and the sinner's prayer just kind of led me through a time of really getting real with God in a relational way, my world was rocked. I mean, I just knew I don't have that. And I accepted Christ with that 22 in a dark cockroach-infested hotel in New York City. And it was, my life was radically changed. I mean, I was stoked.
An incredible moment, a crossroads, really, a point of intersection where God interfaces his life with your life. And today, someone is listening, mm-hmm. Darren Cote, listening to you, listening to us, and they are at a crossroads in their life.
Yeah,
they are at that point of unusual openness, we might say. They might not even know why they're so open. There may be a level of desperation that's included in that. Mm-hmm. But they can't really articulate like how you were able to express what they're going through. But God is reaching out to them.
Yeah.
And that's why he sends you to our show. That's why we're talking today. And dear one, as you listen to Darren Cote, a model who's had an extensive career in modeling, but now he's in ministry. Mm. He was a minister as a model also. Mm. But the Lord has sent him today, speak heart to heart with you. Darren, what would you say, just as someone is sensing the Lord moving, tugging, touching their heart, what would you say as a point of affirmation to them?
Oh, my goodness. There's been so many times in different stages, and certainly those early days of just coming to Christ, that I just felt hopeless. You know, I just felt so small and insignificant. And even after becoming a pastor and now a president of a ministry, of a couple different nonprofit ministries, you know, there's moments where you just don't feel like you're hitting it. And it's just, I just know that every time I go to His Word and I look into His promises. I mean, I heard a quote the other day. It basically said that the future is as bright as God's promises.
And I love that.
And it's true. It's, you know, it's his promise to say that he won't leave us alone. He won't forsake us. He won't never walk away from us. We may sense it. We may feel it. There's folks out there listening right now that feel 100 million miles away from God, and it's not true. It's simply not true. He's right there.
And that's why the Lord sends Darren Kute. They're from California. Gospel Light Ministry. And he will be back as we continue on in this dynamic, heart-touching moment with him. The Lord is not far from you, my friend. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Darren Kute.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey, Gospel Light Worldwide's mission is to provide culturally relevant Bible curriculum for children, youth, and families, as well as books and resources for adults through strategic partnerships with indigenous publishers, ministries, and organizations. Darren Cote is the president of GLW and is with us by phone from Southern California, sunny Southern California. In fact, to find out more about Gospel Light Worldwide, GLWW.org. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, you might want to catch the whole program. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get it there as a free podcast. Darren, how did you end up there at Gospel Light Worldwide?
Well, after being very fulfilled as a pastor for 15 years, there was a bit of a nudge. I actually, my last church, there was three churches within that 15 years. My last church was a unique situation where I merged the church. It was an older, retiring age church. We merged it with a young family type of church and got it out of debt, and we did some interesting transitioning for it. But I felt like, you know, there couldn't be two senior pastors, and I was fine with that. And so I actually started looking at that time, and my wife and I decided we would really kind of be out of the box, be willing to do whatever, and it kind of led us to utilize my business degree that I got while I was in my 40s. The reason why I got the degree at the time was really just to be the best associate pastor I could be, and at the time that senior pastor I was working with, you know, really could use a more business savvy teammate. But God had different plans. I saw, you know, that I kind of wanted to be in the marketplace a little bit, and so I started looking, and this opportunity came up. Obviously, Gospel Light Worldwide, we connect with upwards to 17 different countries is where our scope and reach is involved, and the whole traveling, the whole international side of things from my past caught my attention. But also caught my attention was most of our focus is with children, is raising up children. And I personally saw that as very strategic. And the reason is, if I may roll on, first of all, Proverbs 6:22 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. And so I know that that's true in my life because, I was raised in the way I should go. And then it wasn't until I was 22, like I said before, and then once I made that decision for Christ, the light went on, and all my Christian education really came into play as real and good news, obviously. And so I wanted that experience to happen with children. There's other indicators as well that were big for me when I came in, and that is 70% of those who come to Christ do so between the ages of 4 to 14. So that's strategic. Yes. If we can get the gospel to the children in a way that they can understand it, in a way that they can engage with it, between that what I call a divine harvest field, I think we are doing a good service because really, on a business side of things, the return on investment doesn't get any better than that. Reaching children, you know, is the greatest use of funds for the greatest impact.
So the resources that you provide, and you're providing these resources not only in America, but in various parts of the world. Is that correct?
That's correct. Basically, we have a reservoir, basically, of content. Because there's an organization called Gospel Light Publishing, and they're the for-profit. We're the sister arm, ministry arm of them. So we were built to be really their further reach into the world with the content that really has been around for 80 years by a wonderful, amazing woman called Henrietta Mears. Henrietta Mears, back in the Great Depression at Hollywood Presbyterian in Los Angeles, she was called to be the youth director. And she stepped in at that great church in the 30s and took a group of 400 kids and grew them to 4,000 kids within just over five years. She was an amazing woman. And through all that experience, she developed a curriculum that later became Gospel Light Bible Curriculum. So basically, we're able to take this 80 years field-tested curriculum that has with various resources from that and other Bible handbooks and stuff that she created. Yes. We're able to push it out there into the far reaches, especially the areas where they just don't have the resources. There's a dearth of resources out there, for especially for children, and more people are realizing that the children are a priority. We must train them, not just babysit them as a child, but train them.
You know, you are in the saddle. You're in the cockpit, as it were, of something so strategic in the lives of young people, not only today, but we're talking about influencers of society, influencers of the world. You're shaping their minds, you're shaping their hearts and their spirits through the resources that you're producing. Now, the Lord took you through a period of transition. You mentioned it in brief. You said in your 40s, you went back and you got a degree in business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are those who may be in a point of transition in life of one kind or another, thinking about maybe some new opportunities, possibly even how it can enhance what they're doing now. Tell us about that aspect of your journey.
Oh, Danny, it seems like it's like the it's just part of my DNA for some reason, which I'm not always thrilled about, that transition. In fact, I'm going through a transition right now where a major part of our revenue, upwards to 60% of our revenue, is being basically taken away from us because another side of my ministry was managing the international non-English rights of Regal Books. Well, Regal Books was just bought by Baker, and so all that revenue of managing those rights around the world, that really was what we were really running our ministry right now, has been taken away. So we have a few more months to live on that revenue stream, and we don't know what we're going to do. At the end of this year, we really don't have the sustainability to continue. So here we are. We're right in. If God doesn't bring a miracle, we're not going forward, at least in the capacity we're in now. Mm-hmm. But certainly, throughout those times where I was dealt a big blow, and maybe some of your listeners could understand this, that even in my first church, I was set. I wanted to serve at that church the rest of my life, and then my wife and I at that church developed this orphan ministry, and we can talk about that maybe later, but. And it was part of the church, but it kind of outgrew the church. In fact, there was some people at the church that were concerned that it may take over some of the, or be attracting more funds than the church needed. And so in so many ways, they basically released me to go do that ministry. Well, I had a passion to serve those people, so it was really a time where, God, what are you doing? You know, I'm here to serve you, and then some people are concerned about this ministry outgrowing the church, but through that transition, Danny, it forced me to trust the Lord. But it, you know, basically, I felt a death, but a life came out of that because it forced me to take this orphan ministry, build a nonprofit, and go in a higher gear with that ministry, to the point we're able to take care of 400 children in Kenya, and several schools and churches we're taking care of, and some of them are HIV and different malaria and issues and cases. So it's and then we're tied to 300 sponsors and supporters. We had this massive family that we've and in so many ways was pressed to birth out, and I would have never done that unless I was, in a sense, pushed out the door like a bird out of a nest.
There is, as you speak, Darren, I just sense there's an aggregate composition, as it were, of your entrepreneurial makeup, the way God has created you creatively. There's a faith that God has given you to step out. There seems to be, even in this slice of the life that you're sharing, a pattern of newness, things that are birthed, and they're not just ideas. They actually grow, and it spawns into things that the Lord uses to multiply exponentially, to bless. And you equip yourself as well. You're not just a good idea guy, but you went back to school in your 40s to equip yourself to become a sharper sword or knife or tool in the hands of God. And you inspire me, my friend. Mm. And I believe you inspire our listeners, because navigating change in life is something, if we're honest, we all go through that from time to time. And that's why, Darren, it means so much to have you sharing heart to heart with us like this. And my dear one, as you're listening to Darren Côté, in a way, we're just in the thick of things now. And when we come back, he's going to share more heart to heart with you and with me, with us. Okay, so stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Darren Côté.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You're back here with me and our guest today, Darren Cote. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. It's a blessing. If you were tuning in on the last segment, I mean, where do you hear on a daily basis someone of a high level of stature speak heart to heart about a tender moment that they're going through right now? Well, we believe and we're sensing that that's while you're listening today, and perhaps even as you're listening, you might be going through something similar, something that you can relate with, a tender moment of transition, even in your own life. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Darren Cote. Darren is the president of Gospel Light Worldwide. It's a publishing organization and ministry that's literally reaching thousands and thousands of young people, hundreds of thousands of young people, even more, all over the world, equipping them with resources of how to grow in their faith. We're talking about the ages of 4 and 14. That's when 70% of people actually come to Christ. You heard that right. Yeah, 70%. Talk about a great investment. Well, Darren Cote is the president of that ministry, and he has another ministry, an orphanage ministry, ministry to reach orphans that he leads as well. Darren, these precarious moments of life, sometimes the Lord uses them not only to teach us lessons, but to bring certain significant people into our lives, sometimes the most significant people in our lives. Talk to us about that for you.
Yeah, I think, God in his amazing plans, those who you wrap around obviously influence you. And as the Bible says, iron, like iron sharpening iron, so one another does. And so you want to make sure you're making good decisions on those around you. And obviously your spouse being that. And my spouse, Christine, was that. My wife, she was interested in the things of fashion, and she was also a research journalist in her studies at Biola University in California. And her brother actually had a book on male models. In other words, how to be a successful male model was the actual book. And so she was kind of questioning her brother about the book, and so she grabbed the book, and she noticed in the back of the book it said it had a reference about a ministry called Models for Christ. And so that grabbed her attention, like, wow, I would love to write. I would love to be a part of a ministry like that. The interesting about that is the reason why that reference was in the book is because my story was in the book. The author came to me and said, I want your story to be in the book with others. And I said, I will allow that if you allow me to share about Christ in my story and have a reference in the back of the book in regards to Models for Christ. He was a little bit reluctant because he wasn't a believer, but he allowed that. Well, here on the other side, I was in New York City, on the other side of the nation, my soon-to-be or eventual wife, sees that. And so She was also involved with sports commercial modeling. She had an agent, so she was taking some pictures with a photographer, and just and they happened to figure out that each of them were Christians. And so she asked, of course, about this Models for Christ ministry. And this other photographer said, I know the coordinator of that ministry. In fact, he led me to Christ. And Dave Jekyll is the photographer's name, and I had become friends with David and helped him in his walk with the Lord. And so he calls me up and says, hey, this is a girl. She's interested in this ministry. We had many great discussions. I went to church together as our first date, and we really hit it off as really close friends. I was interested in her much more than she was in me at the beginning, but I persevered, and a couple years later, I was able to become engaged, and we got married
There is great value to persevering. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Hey, if it's worth it, especially, and she was definitely worth it. And you know, Danny, one of the cool things about I knew right away about what was the great aspect with this gal, Christine, was that we had a commonality of mission. What we had passion for, in a sense, of serving Christ, was at the forefront. And so we cultivated that. We actually did ministry together for over 2 years before we even kind of started showing signs of our affection for each other. And so that was very key. And I'm happy for how God kind of incubated our relationship through that.
Darren, let's do two things simultaneously. Let's fast forward and let's back in to a situation. The situation that you're in now. I mean, the Lord blesses you with this relationship with Christine. I mean, through your picture. Hey, who says it doesn't pay to look sharp and to utilize the gifts of good looks that the Lord has given you? And through that, through the testimony, I love that. You were clear, clean cut, I need to share about Christ, and God uses it. And so now you find your spouse, and years have gone on, you've grown in ministry, you've gone through various changes, expanded various ministries, but now you're at the crossroads again. Mm. How does Christine work or move together in the same missional movement, as it were, with you during a time like this as husband and wife in transition?
Yeah, it's a bit of a dance by grace, and I think the key here is that when you find somebody like my wife who has a relationship with God, and that's living and breathing and wonderful, when I'm going through the transitions, you know, she's got to trust in the Lord first, and then in the Lord in me through the challenges, and obviously she's there and she's in a wonderful support. And she, for the most part, runs the day-to-day aspects on this side of the planet for African Orphan Outreach, working with our sponsors and our supporters, and then coordinating a lot of the decisions through email and so forth with our team in Africa. And so she obviously stays busy in that. And the beautiful thing about that is that she has witnessed God do amazing things through that ministry. You know, with kids that are HIV positive that were left for dead, and several times, and not just before we saw them, but even after we see them, they're left for dead as their health declines, and we nurture them back by the grace of God. And so she's seeing that work, and sometimes I'll get a little caught up in our ministry/business transitions, and I thank God again for her relationship with God, because she'll come around, and sometimes it's a bit firm, and rightly so, and say, you know, Darren, you need to trust God, the very God you're talking about, the very God you're ministering, and she could minister me in that way and catch my attention and change my perspective where I need to get it back in faith and back in God's Word, and that's vital, and we work hand in hand with that. Even last night, the difficulties of moving a baby cottage or toddlers in Africa, many of them very sick. And recently we're dealing with issues of a landlord just trying to get every bit out of us. And we're going over these difficult aspects with very little funds. But we're able to encourage each other in the Lord, to make those right decisions as God provides. And so we need people. We got to do it in community. And obviously the greatest community is our relationship with God and then our significant others, such as spouses. But we need friends and team and fellowship. And I'm thanking God for what you're bringing in a sense of encouraging people through the airways, because that comprises of community for them to be inspired to take those steps, trust God further, because God is looking for those who are willing to take on Goliath. And there's obviously too many of the Goliaths around, but far more of the power of God to help us.
Well, and facing Goliath, as you say, Darren, is really, coming up against something so daunting. You may be, or I may be, or we may be neutralized in fear and apprehension. We might not even want to do anything. We might not feel capable of doing anything. We might not have enough resources. We're paralyzed. Mm. But that is... Well, let me say it in a question. Could that be the very place that God wants us to be? Because at that moment, we must rely on Him. We have no other recourse but to do that. And then the breakthrough, the miracle, the supernatural power of God is made manifest. When we come back, you'll hear more from Darren Cote. He and his wife, Christine, are living a life of faith, and it inspires us today. And you will inspire us more when we go back. Stay with us. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me,
I'll lead you home. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook. A slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad that you're with us today. She says, I try hard to not complicate people's pursuit of God and attending church. It helps me to remember, she says, that I'm just one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Those are the words of Darren Cote. He's our guest today. He is the president of Gospel Light Worldwide. He and his wife, Christine, also lead a ministry in Africa, a ministry to orphans. And Darren has been so gracious to come and share, as we typically do here, the Good Life Radio Show, heart to heart with you today, to encourage you, to lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Find out more about this program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the program in its entirety for free. And pass it along to a friend. To find out more about Darren Cote, go to glww.org, glww.org. Darren, there's nothing quite like, I guess I see the imagery of a roller coaster ride. Sometimes life is like that. It takes our breath away sometimes as we drop and we don't know when we're going to come up. What do? We grab hold of something. Hopefully it's a handle that the ride has over us that we can grab hold of. But what about some lessons? Lessons that you and Christine have learned from the Lord through your years of ministry and transitions. What has the Lord taught you?
You know, Danny, I'll put it together because it's worth mentioning again. You mentioned at the end of the break, the last segment, about just how God has us in sometimes in these circumstances, or we don't even think God has us. We think we've put us in circumstances of disparity, of hopelessness, or just being kicked around, you know. And if it's tough being a parent, tough being married, tough being in business, tough whatever the circumstances, maybe it's a health issue. And I like how you mentioned that. You know, it may be that God wants us there for a time. And let me be honest with you, Danny. You know what? If God doesn't do anything more for me, He is still worthy to be praised. He is still worthy to be served, and still worthy to be lived for. If He does not do one more thing, because what He's already done is enough. And I'm free in that. I mean, that blesses me. You know, I don't feel like I got to look for God to do, okay, what's the next thing? Heal me, God. Deliver me from this. The beauty is, He says He's not done. And that's His goodness and His graciousness and His mercy, that as much as He's done for us, He is far from done. He wants to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. And so maybe tying that to what you said, in a sense of maybe what we've learned, there's a verse. It says, He who began, meaning God who began a good work, is faithful, a good work in you or me, is faithful to complete it. I love that because it says, He who began, I mean, He started it, He's going to continue it, He doesn't just forget, it's a good work. It says, He is faithful. Now, how much of that so far is pending on me? None of that is at this point, right? He who began a good work is faithful to complete it. As much as I see these hiccups and speed bumps and downright block walls that I run up against, if it's business or just life in general, I just have to sit back and say, God, okay, this is my chance. You got my attention. For whatever reason, I don't want to waste a difficulty. I don't want to waste a trial. I don't want to waste a challenge. I want to be able to grow through this to glorify You and to be better used by You. Now, of course, I'm making it sound really easy right now, and you and I both know.
Let me just chime in over here and see if I'm hearing you right.
Sure.
Hearing what you're saying. You know, there are moments when we do what we think we can. We do all that we think we can. Maybe even to a point of exhaustion, to the point where we feel we've got nothing left. No more ideas. Maybe no more money. No more answers.
Yeah.
And if I'm hearing you correctly, Darren, could it be that God is even sovereignly or, well, in God's purpose, because you quoted that passage, right? He began a good work. So it's not contingent on my abilities anymore, or your abilities, or our dear listener capabilities.
Mm. Yeah.
Could it be that in our emptiness, we find the greatest fulfillment and an overflow? I mean, am I getting close to what you're trying to say?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes we just got to get to the end of ourselves, and then we are forced in some ways to see God at work and God getting our attention. And too often, you know, especially in our culture, American culture especially, it's, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and, you know, and we're so reverting back to what we can do, what I can do, and how I can handle things, and how I've been trained. And some of us have been really well trained. And what I'm reminded a lot of times when I go visit the orphans in Africa, for example, or even some of the pastors and children's workers we work with in China and other places, they're not educated. I mean, they are just not. They're ignorant to a lot of things. And so I am so inspired by them, because they so quickly go to God, so quickly are dependent upon God. And I sit back and think, wow, I am so too often dependent upon me because of what I can supposedly do. And so God sometimes has to really awaken us. If we really want to be used, then we got to be flexible and pliable to the hand of God to come in and maybe mess it up a little bit. But in doing so, he's creating a beautiful thing to better serve him and for our own delight.
Darren, I think this is the right time as we talk about relying on God. My brother, would you be willing to pray?
Yeah.
Pray for someone right now who they may even be able to grasp the concept of it. But gosh, the reality of emotions that swell through, or the sweat of stress that they feel is overwhelming. But they know cognitively that that's the right way. Brother, can you pray? Pray for our dear one right now, our dear listeners.
Yes. Amen. Hey, Father, Lord, we're so blessed and so honored to be able to call upon your name. I mean, that in itself is enough for us to hang up our hat and say how blessed we are. I pray, Father, for the joy of the Lord, that would be our strength, God, as your word says. And so I pray that you would bring forth grace and joy to each listener that is out there and their families, Lord, that you would meet them in their specific place. Lord, you want to be there, Lord, in the furnace with them, wherever they're at, the difficulties they're dealing with, the challenges that they're dealing with, Lord, which, Lord, some of them are excruciating and difficult, and they have no way out they can see. Lord, you are the way. Mm. You are the truth. Lord, you are. And so, Father, we come to you who is able to do beyond anything we can imagine. Lord, you are able. And so, Father, we want to just give you our cares, our concerns, our difficulties, God. We cast our cares upon you because you care for us.
Yes.
But, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would encourage all of us, Lord, to go and serve one another. I think so often, Lord, we get kind of caught up in myopic and focused on our own stuff. Lord, we give these things to you, but, Lord, help us to serve others. Help us, even in our plight, Lord God, to find a way to serve others. I know that in that, Father, you are pleased, and you can be a blessing to that person in a special way, that they can see a perspective. Keep us from being caught up in the pity parties, Lord God. But at the same time, Lord, we need you. We're desperate. We're dependent upon you, Lord. And so we come to you humbly, and we're grateful that you are mighty, almighty, that you have a way for us, Lord, this day. So we give you all the glory, and we thank you for the joy and the strength that you bring to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As Darren Coutte prays, as we pray, God hears our prayers. Yeah. And the living God who hears our prayers, he's the one who prompts us, who brings us to these moments, and he's a God who is is a God who answers. He puts things on our hearts, supernaturally, sovereignly puts them on our hearts, and then he positions us to receive the answer. Hey, Darren, you mentioned about the fiery furnace, the Lord being with us in the fiery furnace, and it just brought to mind that passage in the book of Daniel, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the king looking in as they're supposed to be burning, he said, who's that fourth man there in the furnace? That one that looks like a son of man. The pre-incarnate Christ? Oh, today, Jesus is with us. Jesus is with you. Dear listener, dear friend, Jesus is with you in the furnace of your life.
Yeah.
And when he's there, there is deliverance, there is hope, there is freedom. God's presence is with you. Darren Cote, my friend, thank you so much for being with us today, sharing your heart as you have.
Absolute privilege. I thank you for that.
My dear one, I hope you've been encouraged today by the inspirational thoughts from the heart-to-heart sharing of our guest, Darren Cote. You can find out more about him at glww.org. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Philippians 1:25-26 says, I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Darren Cote. Find out more at glww.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, I'm Danielle Mashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.